Okay. So I think the last thing we discussed was the relationship between Kedushin and Nisuin. Right? We discussed what dinim are tali on the Kedushin, what dinim are tali on the Nisuin. And then in the last week, we discussed the relationship between Kedushin and Nisuin with respect to the mitzvah. Right? Is the mitzvah only to do the Erisin? Is the mitzvah to do the Nisuin? Or some sort of combination of the two? So we want to discuss today, so try to pin down the relationship between those two things. Okay, so we have to take here as our fixed categories, let's say. You have the Kedushin at one point in time, and that's the term, right? He's Mekadisher. He gives her a ring, Hariyat Mekudashesli. At some point later in time, so he's supposed to do Nisuin, right? Tavua Linase. And there's a certain time which Salacha gives you and says you have to be married or you should be married by this point. The question that we want to figure out are, can there be dinim that are chal in between these two fixed points? Right? Can you have dinim that go into effect in the crossfire between the trench of the Kedushin and the trench of the Nisuin? Okay, so the sugya that we have to address is Higiyaz Mambalo Nisais. The Gemara is explicit, Ocheles Mishalo. Right, so she has rights to eat from his property. We have to figure out what kind of a chiyuv is that. Okay, what kind of a chiyuv is stipulated by halacha and ocheles mishalo when you're caught in between the kedushin and the nisuin? Okay, so we're going to proceed today, trying to start from the most general questions and then pin down to more specific categories of what exactly we have here. So I think the most primary question is: are we dealing with a knas or are we dealing with a chiyuv mamon? Okay, what kind of a chiyuv is it? And I want to leave chiyuv mamon open right now, because Chiyuv Mamon is not going to take a stand on whether or not it's, you know, part, whether or not there's a Nisuin, or whether it's some implicit Tanai. Okay, the question is just simply whether you're dealing with a Chiyuv Mamon, or a non-Chiyuv Mamon that's imposed by a Knas Chachamim. Okay, those are very different concepts, right? We say, Dan in Dine Knasa, Ein Dan in Dine Knasas Bebavel. Right? So Knas and Mamon seem to be different categories, and then we'll pin down Mamon later. So Tosos in Andaf Kuv Zayin, Tosos in Yivamos Daf Malpam Biz, they all have the lashon of Kansinamle. That Higiyaz Mambalo Nisais is dealing with a knas. The sugya in Yivamos is about Yivama, but Tosos assumes that the sugya there about Yibam and the sugya on Daf Bez in Ksuvish are the same sugya. Right, so the Chorot follows that Tosos holds that Higiyaz Mambalo Nisais in Kedushin Ksuvish is a kind of a knas chachamim. The clearest lashon in the other camp is the Shita of the Meiri, where the Meiri says explicitly that you're dealing with a Tanai Mamon, right? That at the time of the Kedushin, I am Mishabed myself, right, with an implicit Tanai, that if I don't marry you by a certain time, I will pay you I'll pay you Mizonos. Okay, so it's an explicit Hischaivos Mitzad Abal at the time of the Kedushin that he will pay out a Chiyuv Mamon at this date. What are some of the nafkamina between viewing it as a Chiyuv Mamon and viewing it as a Chiyuv Knas? So one simple nafkamina would be whether or not you're dealing with a Chiyuv Doraisa, or a chiyuv drabanan. Okay, so Rashi, for example, on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Rashi seems to imply that the chiyuv mizonos, once you're a koneser, once you have real nisuin, that's going to be doraisa. Okay, but the chiyuv mizonos that exists prior to that will be something that's only drabanan. Okay, there are a lot of steers in Rashi. Rashi al Torah seems to say that shirk susan onas doraisa. Rashi on Daf Beis seems to say that the chiyuv mizonos is only drabanan. How do you reconcile that with Rashi and Daf Ayin Beis, who seems to say that Mizonos, once you're actually married, that the Chiyuv is Daraisa? So Pnei Yeshua suggests that even if the Chiyuv Mizonos is only Drabanan, right, the Chiyuv Sherekses V'Ona imposed in the Torah is only Drabanan, since there's an implicit Tanai in the Ksuva, Mishas Kedushin, so now it becomes the Chiyuv Mamonis Midaraisa. Okay, so Alts Choshe Mishpat is Daraisa, Alts Evan Ezer, it's only Drabanan. Okay? The point is that even for Higiyaz Man V'lo Nisais, according to Rashi, even Al Tzchoshi Mishpat is only going to be a Drabanan. Okay? Because only Knas Chachamim, it's never going to have a force Mina Torah. So that'll be one Nafkamina. Is the Chiv in Higiyaz Man V'lo Nisais going to be Drabanan or Doraisa? So on a contrast, Pnei Yeshua on Daf Mem Ches explicitly entertains the idea that Chiv Mizonos could be Midoraisa, already Mi Higiyaz Man V'lo Nisais. A second Nafkamina would be not whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan, but what's the quality of the Chiv? Okay, how strong of a Chiv is it? Okay, maybe they're both drabanan, but maybe there's a drabanan that's olam shibude and a drabanan that's low olam shibude. Okay, weaker and stronger chiyuv midrabanan. So Tosfos and Daf Ayin and Beis, in their second answer, makes this suggestion: lo almua rabanan l'shibude. When you're dealing with koyam higiezman, sorry, when you're dealing with just higiezman of lonises, there you have a weaker chiyuv midrabanan. Once it's higiezman, then it's almua rabanan. It's a much stronger kind of a much stronger kind of a chiyuv. Nafkamina being whether or not a neder could override it. Third nafkamina is when does this chiyuv go into effect? Okay, when is the chiyuv chal? So the Or Sameach suggests, trying to defend Shitas Rashi, that if you're dealing with a knas, then the chiyuv is chal, it's renewed every single day. Okay, so a neder that was taken prior, let's say to day one, or prior to day two, prior to day three, that neder is going to precede any of the chiyuvei knas midrabanan, any of the institutions of knas. So if you think you're dealing with a chiyuv mamani, then the chiyuv is chal mishas higiazman. If you think you're dealing with a knas, then every day you're talking about a new kind of a chiyuv. It's very interesting. Rashi in the end of Bamitzia, Rashi there seems to say that every din drabanan is renewed implicitly by the bezdin of that generation. It's a very interesting idea. It's not just that bezdin decides b'mei achashverosh that we're going to have Purim going forward. It's that implicitly the bezdin shabachol dor v'dor reaccepts that din of the earlier bezdin. So what the Or Sameach here is saying something similar, but only with respect to knasos. Okay, the knas is going to be chal every single day mechadash. A fourth nafkamina, whether it's chiyuv mamon or chiyuv knas. What about cases where there's no reason to fine him? Right, he didn't commit anything wrong, so there's no reason to penalize him. So one possibility here would be, let's say he dies. Okay, so he gives mamlo nises, he dies. So is there still a chiyuv mizonos? So Tosas Rid has the shita that she's ocheles min hayarshim. Okay, she could eat from the yarshim that inherited his estate. Right, so there it's a case. There's no knas. He's no longer around, but yet we're still imposing this kanas midraban. We're still imposing this chiyuv mamonis, even though there's no reason to penalize him. So that seems to take a stance that we're dealing with a din mamoni. Well, what is that? I have here that it's on memches. I have a suspicion that it's on nun zayin. One of the two. What?
I think it's on
nunches. Okay, so maybe nunches. So that'll be an nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be a case of ones. Right, let's say I was coerced, right, or there was some force majeure, and I had no say about not being koneser. Ones. Okay. Well, I never had to translate it. I couldn't just say ones, and then yeah. I have to give my father some nachas. So what about cases where there's no ones? So the Meiri suggests that there's an implicit tanai. Okay, that just like there's a tanai that if I don't marry her by this time, I will pay her. So too, there's an implicit tanai that if I have no say in the matter about being able to be machneser, so then I'm going to be pater. And okay, now it seems very obvious that if you're dealing with a knas, you don't need an implicit tanai to pater you in a case of ones, because absolutely no reason to penalize you in the first place. It's the fact that the Meiri has to come on to a Tanai Liftur seems to show that he's not dealing with a Knas at all, which is obvious given that he tells you that we're dealing with a Chiyuv Mamon. Okay, but how you gauge the situation of Ones is an important Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina may be a case where he tells you explicitly that he's not going to be Kones. Okay? So you can't penalize him for not doing something that he's supposed to do. So this may be the Shita of Tosos Harush on Daf Kuf Zayin, where when Tosa says that by Yivama she's not Agid Bey, Tosa Rosh says because Dilma Yachlots, and he might do Chalitza. And so the very fact that he might do Chalitza means that he may not have any Chiyuv to be Machneser. So you can't be Kones him for not doing it. Okay, you have no grounds to impose such a Knas. Yeah.
Should you also be getting a Knas for leaving in a good situation?
No, because the Chiyuv Mizonos seems to be taking advantage of something that's going to happen. Right? He may be obligated to her, and on the side that he's obligated to her, we're going to knas him and impose that chiyuv earlier.
That seems to be a knas that's taken more before an actual chiyuv moment.
No, it's not an actual chiyuv moment, but why? Let's put it this way. Chachamim say they're not going to pressure you to be kones or poter. Right? That's your decision. Mitzah zivim konel mitzah chalitza, whatever. You could decide. Should you decide to be machnis, so then you have to. And there's a certain time frame for doing it. Right? So then it's reasonable to talk about a knas. But on the side that you're not going to have any relationship to her whatsoever, what grounds the Chachamim have to impose a Chiyuv Mamonis? Right?
Besides trying to end a good situation.
Yeah, but I'm saying once Chazal decide that they're not going to intervene in those cases, Right? They're not going to force you kaneso patur. Right? They say they're only intervening in cases where you're delaying the knisa. Right? So they only have grounds to put a knas in cases where you had a chiyuv to do something.
Do you think if he would have done maimer, then that might explain those?
Yeah.
Stories?
If he says I'm going to be kones, then you have a knas. That's Tosa's saying. Right? If he tells you, maybe. Then you have. So that would be another nafkamina between a chi of knas or a chi of mamon.
Yeah, but you'd also say that it never agreed to it, there's no ischivus either. Because it never agreed to it.
For a chi of mamon?
Yeah. And for both, whether it's a knas or a chi of mamon, either way, it wouldn't take effect now because they never agreed to it.
Now, I'm talking about a case where he says, I'm not going to be, right, I'm not going to be machneser. I'm going to do chalitza. Right? So the assumption in the case of Yavama that the chi of may exist from the previous brother's marriage. Right? His erusin already imposes some sort of chi of mizonos on the Yavam. Okay? That's the case. Okay. So now we move to a second question. And here we want to know, if we're dealing with a Chiyav Mamon, what kind of Chiyav Mamon are we dealing with? Are we dealing with a Chiyav Mamon where it's simply pure hischaivus? Okay, kind of like what the Pnei Yeshua was suggesting for Rashi. I implicitly accepted through the Ksuva or just implicitly through the Kiddushin that I'm going to support you at a certain time or under certain conditions. Or are we dealing with the actual effect of the Nisuin? Is this Chiyav one of Choshen Mishpat, or is this a Chiyav that comes from Hilchos Evan Ezer? So here we try to gauge whether or not it's one or the other. Here we suggested that the more you find Rishonim expanding the scope of Dinim that depend on Higiyas Mamblonises, it's more reasonable to assume that you're dealing with a quasi Nisuin. And some Rishonim seem to speak that way. Okay, so the Gemara, for example, only gives us the case of mizonos. It gives man velanises ochelos mishalo and chuma. Chuma is a category of mizonos. So the Ra'ah, for example, on Kuf Zayin seems to say it's specifically mizonos. Only mizonos and not, let's say, ma'isi adel, which comes in exchange for mizonos. Okay, so it's just the chiv that you have in the Gemara. The Gemara in Dharma on Daf Ayin Beis, right, so the Gemara there already has quotes a Deya, the Mishnah already quotes a Deya, that once she's already ochelas mishalos, then you also impose the hafaras nedarim. Okay? More nine gimel. Good. Okay? So this may be just a case where chiyav mizonos itself entails certain halachos of hafaras nedarim, not necessarily indicative of the fact that you have any nesuin. Okay? But that depends on the formulations in the Rishonim there. The Yushalmi, for example, seems to say that there's some causal effect between chiyav mizonos and hafaras nedarim. The Ram seems to have this idea. You already give her miyachid duchta in some sense. The Ram in Perishim Mishnayis also seems to have it. Okay, so the way the Rambam and the Ran are talking about it, it seems that chiyav mizonos is a kind of miyachid la duchta. She has a place in your home. Having a place in your home seems to already be talking in the language of nisuin. Okay, and we'll reinforce that in a minute. The Ritva and Daphne and Zayin and the Nemuka Yosef there expand the range further. So they want to include mizonos, ksus, ma'aseyada, and mitziyasa. Right? And here they don't just tell you that there are more dinim, they tell you that it's because it's ki'ilu nichnas al-chuppah. Right? So not only are they telling you, like we said, that the more you expand, not only telling you that there are a lot of halachos that get triggered by higiyas man, they're telling you that the reason why that is because it's ki'ilu nichnas al-chuppah. Okay? So it's not just a lot of chiyuvim, it's chiyuvim that stem from a ki'ilu nichnasa. Tosus rid, andaf memches. Pretty sure this is the one on Daf Mem Ches. So he includes not only mizonos, ksus, etc., he also throws in Yerusha. Okay? That the Baal is going to be Yoresh as Ishto. So that adds another halacha into the mix of dinim that go into effect. The Pnei Yeshua on Mem Ches and Beis, fighting against the Avnei Miluim in Simen Ayin Beis of Katan Aleph. So they argue about whether or not you could talk about a Chiv Ona in Higiyas Mavlonises. Okay, so this all depends on how you understand the sugya in Ksuvus and Daf Samech Dalid. The Gemara says that you could kos v'nigeres mered la arusa. And the way the Rishonim seem to take that Gemara is that if a woman says after Higiyas Man that she doesn't want to be nichnas, that she refuses to have nesuin, the Gemara says you write nigeres mered. And the problem is that nigeres mered seems to only be written on a woman who rebels against Hashmish Amita. Okay? So the implication of that Gemara seems to be that there's some sort of chiyav ona that's chal already mishas yigiyas mavlonises. Okay, that's already implicit in the Gemara in Daf Samach Dalet. The Avnei Miluim doesn't like that. Why? Because the Ritva there asks, well, the Gemara there gives the following distinction. The Gemara says that if an arusa wants to claim mered against her husband, she claims that her husband is not being kones her on time. So the Gemara says, in order to be kosev ben igeres mered against the husband, i.e., that he has to pay out more towards her ksuva, she has to claim chutra le domar lekvura. Right? Because she can't claim that he has a chiv to her because of puruvu. She's not mitzuva in puruvu. So she has to say, well, the halacha gives me a right to have a child to bury me and to take care of me in my old age. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara never has any parallel condition for a nesua who wants to get an igeres mered. So if you're an arusa, you have to claim chutra le domar lekvura. You have to say, I'm not going to have a child. My husband's refusing to give me a child. So let's force him to pay out extra on the ksuva. If she's fully married, she doesn't have to make that claim. She could just come to Bezin and say, my husband is morid mitashmish, right in igeres mered. Okay, so why, in the case of nesua, does she not need a taina? And yet, in the case of an arusa, if he gives man v'lo nises, she has to make this taina. You see, the Gemara in Daf Samach Dalet is a raya, A, that there is a chiyav ona. At the same time, the Gemara in Daf Samach Dalet is a raya that whatever chiyav ona there is, right, it doesn't seem to be the same chiyav as lachar nesuin. Okay, so the Ritva there, for example, says the reason why you don't have to make a taina once you're a nesua is because then you have an implicit chiyav ona. So she doesn't have to make a taina of chutra ledomar lekvura. It's only in Higiyaz Mavelo Nises, where there's no chiyav ona, that she needs to make a taina of chutra ledomar lekvura. Okay, here we have a problem, right? Because at the same time the Gemara is assuming there's some sort of chiyuv such that she could claim chutra leda, she could claim that she has a right to a child. At the same time, she has to actually make the claim because it's not implicit already in the relationship. There's no implicit chiyuv ona. Does everybody see the problem in the Gemara in Samach Talad? What? So Adam Yilum says, well, you see from the Gemara, you see from this whole reasoning, right? You see from the Ritva that there's absolutely no chiyuv ona until Nisu and Mamish. That's what the Adam Yilum says. But the Pnei Yeshua will turn around. Tosas Rid actually says implicitly on Daf Nenches. The fact that Yerkosti Vigeres Merit seems to assume that there's some sort of Chivona. Ready Mishasi Giazman. Okay, so that's a problem we're going to have to deal with. Okay, how could there be this quasi Chiv such that she could make the Taina, but it's not strong enough such that she doesn't have to make it? Okay, that's the issue. The Pnei Yeshua has another issue, has a similar problem, parallel to this problem of the Pnei Yeshua, of the Avnei Miluim and the Pnei Yeshua debate. The Pnei Yeshua also says that the reason why the Chiyum Mizonos goes into effect, Mishas Erisin, is because the Makar for Sherek Susva Ona is from Ama Iria, and Sherek Susva Nasala Yigra. And the Gemara in Kishin tells us that Yeyod is Erisin Osa. Okay, so you see, the chivim are really chal mishas erison. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to explain. He gives manav lanises that you could have a chivim zonos midaraisa, a chivim share midaraisa, and even a chivim ona midaraisa. Okay, but here we should just push back on that and say, well, if the Pnei Yeshua is right, why do you need he gives manav lanises? Let the chivim be chal already mishas erison. Right. See, it's a very parallel issue to what we have with the other Pnei Yeshua. On the one hand, you want to say that the Chi of Ona only kicks in Mishas Nesuin. On the other hand, he wants to say that she could claim that she has a right to a child already, Mishas Erison. Here the Pnei Yeshua is saying, the Chi of Sherek Susva Ona are Chal Mishas Erison, yet they only go into effect Mishas Yigiyaz Man V'lo Nises. Okay, so we'll come back to this problem in a minute. Okay, but that's the issue. So the way we're arguing in Shir is that the more dinim you want to throw into Yigiyaz Man V'lo Nises, so the more you're assuming that you actually have an assuin that went into effect. The Rabosa of Shel Ramban and the Rabosa of Shel Ra'a, they go even further. They don't just say that you have a lot of dinim that go into effect because Kilu Nesua. They want to say that Yigiyaz Man V'lo Nises is Nesuin Gemurin. Okay, and that's why they want to explain the Mishnah Rishona that Yigiyaz Man V'lo Nises, she's Ocheles B'tshuma. It's Kilu Nichnas Al Chupa Mamish. Okay, so it's not just that you have many dinim that go into effect. It's ki'ilu you actually had the wedding. So that's one consideration in whether you're dealing with nisuin. The more dinim you have, or if you want to say like the Rabosa of the Ramban, then you clearly have to be suing that either there's a full nisuin or a quasi nisuin that goes into effect simply mishas yigiyaz man v'lo nises. Let me just give two other possible nafkamina to having a nisuin. Second is tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo b'ones. Okay, let's say at the time of Yigiyas Mavlo Nises, there was pshia. It was his fault that he wasn't machneser. But then later on, say a week later, he's anus. He gets sick. Okay, and for let's say 3 weeks now, he's not machneser because of anus. So do you say that he only has to pay mizonos for the first week? Or does the chiv mizonos apply for all 3 weeks? So the Meiri is adamant that the chiv applies for all 3 weeks. But why would that be? Right. Why would he be chayiv even in situations where you're actually anus? Okay, so I think Yakir gave this suggestion in Shir that the Meiri is getting at is that you have a quasi nisuin that was chal mishasi giz navelanises. So if the nisuin's already chal, who cares? Right? Let's say I get sick. If I get sick today, it doesn't pater me from my chiyuv mizonos towards my wife, right? Because I'm already in a state of nisuin. So if he gives man v'lo nises is a nisuin, so then of course you're not going to be pater from any ones that happens after that time. You're already in a marriage. So that'd be a second nafkamina. A third nafkamina would be, let's say kavuzman. Let's say at the time of the erusin, they determine that they're only going to get married in 4 years. So the Gemara says, okay, Yabud Beis Chodesh. Mishas Tavua Linase. But let's say, at the time of the Erusin, they say, we're not going to get married for 5 years. Okay, a year in, the husband is Tovea Linase. Okay, so they already stipulated earlier that they have these 4 years. So what's the halacha? Do you have Yigiyas Zman of Lanises? So then Muka Yosef on Daf Nun Zayin. So he says, you don't have any Chiyav Mizonos, right? The Tanai works, so you have 4 years. But only because machla. Only because there was an implicit mechila on the chiyuv from the time of the erusin. Now we should ask, why do you need a mechila? Right? If they made a tnai that the chiyuv mamon is not going to go into effect for 3 years, why should you need any sort of mechila? The chiyuv just doesn't go into effect because that was their initial condition. Now why mechila? So it seems again that what the Nemuka Yosef is getting at is that there's an objective time of nisuin. He gives man v'lo nises, regardless of whatever you stipulate. So Torah says there's supposed to be yud beis chodesh. Okay? Whatever tnai is made at the earlier point only works as a quasi mechila, where she's being mochel on his objective chiyuv towards her. Okay, but if you're dealing with a chiyuv mamon, you shouldn't need to come on to mechila. You should just say it. The chiyuv never got off the never got off the ground.
Why wouldn't this work
What's the knas? You didn't do anything wrong.
Assuming that the knas is not getting married within a proper amount of time, you want to rush it and assume ahead. Once you're ready, in a year, right, she would have to be more for those buildings almost, otherwise it would be knas. She's not getting married in that time.
I mean, do you think the chachamim fine anybody? Well, if the chachamim are fining you and it's not up to the parties at hand, how could she be mocha? The relevant party here is Bezdin, not the woman. Not if she's not the one imposing it.
Yes.
Bezdin's imposing the knas. Right? Bezdin's being mechayev him.
Yeah,
so you need Bezdin to be mochel. Yeah, it's machog. It depends how you learn mechila. If you want to learn mechila as a fuche mitarta. Yeah, you have machog is by chuma, for example. That if the kohen is not the person who's mechayev you, the Torah is mechayev you. So you need some Rishonim think you need the Torah to be mochel. It's not sufficient that the Kohen is mochel Yechiv Truma. So I think you'd get into that consideration here. But without assuming that the Muki Yosef is taking a strong stance already on how you view Mechila's Fulcha Mitarta, I think it's more plausible to read it this way. That's the...
Do we have in the third parak where we assume a Ketana is mochel on the Knas that she's deserving of?
But that's a Knas where she's the... She's like the Bailam on that Knas almost.
And so to here, if we assume that the Knas is
because... No,
because
there the Torah is saying you wronged her. You have a chiv towards her.
What
right?
would be the Knas here?
Here, the Knas is you wronged the institution of Erusin. You couldn't have wronged her here, right? She was mochel. She was already... She agreed mitchila.
That's the point.
Right? We agreed at the time of the Erusin, they're only going to get married in 4 years. So who did I wrong?
That's the entire New Year's point. And you didn't wrong anyone. That's why you don't have to die.
So why do you need mechila? Why do you need mechila on the chiyuv mizonos? There is no chiyuv mizonos.
Maybe the mechila is referring to the time they decided to go for 4 years.
Right.
Mechila of what? He gives man the chiyuv mizonos only kicks in once you violate the time when you're supposed to be koneser. There never was such a time because you're making this sign at the time of the erusin.
I mean, she's not being meaning she's mochel the
potential.
Yeah,
Kanas counterfactually, had they not have made this Tanai and assumed normal conditions?
Okay, when you add all the extra words, it makes it less plausible, but it's the same thing, it's shorter.
Right, so I'm going to take Melman's argument, right? If you want to add all those extra words to the Nemuki Yosef, then fine, right?
Counterfactually, and what?
I mean, that's what you have to assume. That's what you have to assume, right? Because those are actually what's at play, not just a mechila and a chiyuv.
Big believer in counterfactuals.
What?
Big believer in counterfactuals.
You are, or you're.
Yes.
Well, what if you weren't?
So I think I would take this kind of a case of kavua zman, right? It seems to assume an objective shas nesuin after he gets mavlon yisais, right? It can't be fixed by the parties involved. That's how I would interpret it. Okay, so let's move on to a third consideration here. If it is true that what we said is correct, right? If it is the case that we have some sort of quasi nesuin that goes into effect, well then, we have to ask, how is this nesuin being chal? Right? All that happened is a passage of time. We had the erusin, counted down 12 months, and now all these dinim go into effect. But how could the dine nesuin go into effect by the mere passage of time? That's one question we have to address. Secondly, we have to address, how could it be that you have a nesuin that's chal l'chatzoyin? Right? The whole assumption here is that different Rishonim are saying, well, mezonos and afaras nedarim, mezonos, afaras nedarim, and yerusha v'chulei. Right, so well, how do you know that it's coherent to talk about an nesuin that's chal l'chatzayin? Right, Tosfos, for example, said when it comes to kedushin that you can't be masna menashe ein lachalai sherek sus v'ona because ain't kedushin l'chatzayin. Right, how do you know? There's no parallel issue when it comes to nesuin. Say ain't nesuin l'chatzayin. Right, so shouldn't that just be a raya that at best we're dealing with a knas? Can't be anything strong. So to answer this, you need one assumption, and this is what we're actually dealing with right now in Shir. Is that if you define nesuin as simply a knisa l'rshuso, not an absolute kinyan, but it's a knisa l'rshuso, then it's very intuitive to talk about degrees of knisa l'rshuso. Right, so a full nesuin is where she was fully nichnas lebeis habal, and a quasi nesuin is where she was quasi nichnas l'rshus habal. Okay, so in effect, the machlokas we've shown him now about how many different dinim you want to apply is a machlokas about how strongly she's nichnas l'rshuso at higiyas man v'lonises. And that's how you interpret this machlokas if you're assuming that we're dealing with a real nesuin of higiyas man v'lonises.
What do you mean by nichnas l'rshuso? There are different elements of nesuin, right? There's
the basic shana dara, there's the bias, there's she'er, there's urna. Well, she'er is a function of nesuin. What is nesuin? Nesuin is knisa l'rshuso. Right? You don't know what it means to eat parsley in his rishus?
I mean, I know what it means to enter the guy's house. Physically.
Okay, so let's say maybe after Bia Rishona, she's more in his rishus than she was before Bia Rishona. Right?
Okay, fine. So by being in his
before she's Nichnas Lebeso, she's less in his rishus than after Knisa Lebeso.
So you mean to say that by being more in his rishus, there are more elements of Nisuin? By being in his rishus, more elements of Nisuin are triggered.
No, not by being in his rishus.
Right.
To the extent that you're in his rishus, right, the more dinim of nesuin will be chal. Right, that's what I mean. There are degrees of knisa l'rishus, and there are corresponding degrees of dinei nesuin that go into effect. And that's because we're defining nesuin as a kind of knisa l'rishus, though. That's the idea.
What concretizes that, though?
So for one afkamino would be, let's say, pre and post bilas mitzvah.
Right.
Another kind of thing would be, let's say, pre and post brichas chasanim. Right, pre and post ksiva saksuva.
Right, but none of this is happening.
What?
None of that's happening.
Okay, so our question is now, if you want to push it back to the earliest possible stage, right, where you just reached the wedding date, what kind of dinim could be chal?
Right.
So maybe there's a knisa l'rshuso just by virtue of...
Right. So, but you're not going to say that like the nafkamina themselves are the cause of knisa l'rshuso.
No. Right. You'd have to have some knisa l'rshuso. Okay. That's the first assumption that you have to address, okay? That you could have degrees of knisa l'rshuso because that itself is the definition of nesuin. But secondly, you have to explain, right? What actually is the knisa l'rshuso in this case? Right? What does higia zman of lo nises accomplish? Okay, so the easiest way of explaining this is to talk about a chi of mizonos triggering a kind of a knisa l'rshuso. Right? So it's somewhat of an illusion now, because we're not saying it's the higia zman per se. Higia zman triggers chiyuv mizonos for whatever reason. Once you have chiyuv mizonos, now you have a kind of knisa l'reshusa. As the Pnei Yeshua seems to have this idea very strongly, and he thinks that once you have a chiyuv mizonos, that in and of itself is miyachid laduchta. Okay, so let's say the fact that she has rights to your honey nut Cheerios in your cabinet, that means she has a place in your house. And she has a duchta already in your bias.
That's what,
right?
That's what I meant, though.
What?
That's what I meant, though.
That what?
That the more that you're obligated to give her stuff, so
okay,
those themselves become the knisa l'reshusa.
Right. All right. So you could easily see now how a chiyuv mizonos is one degree of knisa. Maybe a chiyuv ksuva is a stronger kind of knisa. Right? And the more you have, the more of these chiyuvim set in, and the more she's already considered to be tachas yerushas. So you might say, that's what the Rambam is actually telling you when he says, don't think that ksivas haksuva is sufficient for nesuin. Right? Don't think that just writing out the potential chiyuvim already makes a nesua, because in order to be a full nesua, you need a stronger kind of knisa l'reshusa. Right? It could be that that's what the Rambam is getting at. And maybe the Rambam, when he says livel b'kiddushin, the Rambam is telling you that full nesuin is only with real bilas mitzvah. I mean, it could be that that's how you would... Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying also. That's what we're saying. That's what we're discussing now in Shir when we say that, well, Yichud is Nisuin, right? And Chuppas Nida is Kona, right? Linyan some things. But since it's not Roy Labiyah, so there's not a full Knesset L'Shusa, so some Dinam are on hold. Right? This is what allows you to say things like that. So one way of looking at it is simply that the trigger is because the Mizonus itself is Miyachei Duchta, and that's sufficient to have a quasi Knesset L'Shusa. A more interesting way of looking at this is to say that the actual Higia Zman itself is a kind of a Nisuin. Okay, so the mere passage of time. And if you could have a chuppah that's defined as a knisa, you know, lebeso, a spatial residence, right, so maybe you could also have a temporal kind of a knisa l'reshuso, where the fact that they stipulated today will be the Zman HaNisuin, the fact that today passed, right, so temporally she was nichnas l'reshuso. She walked into the time where she's under his authority, under his jurisdiction. Okay, so then you could say Higia Zmanu itself is Mechil the Dinim of Nesua, because time itself could be a Knesa. Maybe a good way of thinking about this, imagine if you like ask somebody, right? If someone's just engaged, just after Erisin, you say, who is she? You say, okay, she's his Arusa. But after Higia Zmanu Volonise, you say, well, now the time passed where he's really responsible for her. Right? That's the time that already passed. Okay?
Time is a Kinyan?
What?
You could say that time.
Yeah, when you fix a certain date, right, to be something, right, so maybe that has the capacity to say, now she's Nifas Lo Shuso.
Does that mean that you're drawing most of the power from Erison?
Okay, so I'm going to flesh that out in a second. Right, that's the one more thing. When I stipulate at the Erison that on July 17th, you will be in my Rishos, l'chule, 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 maybe that promise or that kviyas hazman has the power to be machneser. That's the way of looking at it, per se. Okay. Now, to follow up on Yoni's point, okay, so you might say that what is determining this zman? Okay, is it really the erusin which fixes everything? Okay, or is it the nesuin which is, the later point in time, the nesuin which is fixing things? Okay, to think of it differently, let's say, you have these two magnets that are set down. You have the erusin in one position, and you have the nesuin at another position, right? And those create a kind of a magnetic field in between. Now, if things progress normally, that will never happen. Because if things progress normally without Higia Zman Velo Nisseis, so the Dine Erisin will go in when they're supposed to, and the Dine Nesuin will go into effect when they're supposed to. Right? You don't have any conflict, you don't have any tension in between. The question is, what happens when you push off the Nesuin? Okay, so when you push off the Nesuin now, and you say Higia Zman Velo Nisseis, so are you saying that all these Chiyuvim were implicitly packed into the Kiddushin when you did the Kinyan Kiddushin? As a Sher Ksus and Ona are already there in the time of the Kedushin? Or are you saying that the very fact that we could preempt, that we know that the Nesuin is going to come about, that allows us to put in the Dine Nesuin? Okay, so to flesh this out further, let's talk about what it would mean to pack these into the Erisin. Okay, so Tosos, for example, said that when you make a Tznai of Amnasha Im L'Chalai Sher Ksus V'Ona, there's Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin. Wait a second. Right, we spent the last couple weeks in Shir saying that Sher Ksus V'Ona are totally on the Nesuin. Right, wasn't that the whole point of the Minchas Chinuch? Asher Ksus V'Onar tell you on the Nesuin. So what does Tosus mean when he says Ein Kedushin L'Chatzayin because of a Tanai of Al Menashe Ein L'Chalai Asher Ksus V'Onar? Right? So maybe what Tosas is getting at is that these chiyuvim are really packed into the erusin. They're chal mishas nisuin. Okay, but really the chiyuv exists mishas erusin. Similarly, the Pnei Yoshua in our sugya and Daf Mem Ches, when he says that since erusin is yirosam and meila, the chiyuv of shirkus one are there at the time of erusin, and he means it seriously. Right? The erusin is what's mechayiv you in these dinim. So, what do we mean when we say that the nisuin is what triggers shirkus vona? So you say very simply, what's mechayiv you is the kedushin. That's where the chiyuv. That's what is mechayiv you. That's when you are obligated. But you're only obligated to pay those things out in actuality. They're only realized at the time of the nisuin when she's nichnas l'rshusa. Let's say you have a quasi knisa l'rshusa already mishasi giyaz man v'lo nises. Okay. So maybe that just triggers the chiyuvim that are already there, mishas erusin. That's the appeal of saying this, that you don't have to say that higiyaz man v'lo nises now just creates all these dinim yesh me'ayin. Higiyaz man v'lo nises is simply actualizing the chiyuvim which existed already in the erusin. Right? Normally what nisuin itself does in normal, under normal situations. It could be one of any number of things. It could be some implicit t'nai that it's only conditioned on Knisa L'Rshuso. It could be an objective stipulation of Kiddushin that the Chivim are only Chal Mishas Knisa L'Rshuso, regardless of their Das.
So why would that be? What's the appeal of separating the Shas Piyot and the Shas implementation?
Because then the Shas Nesuin is not creating the Chiv Yesh Me'ayin.
No.
The Chiv is already there in Mishas Erisin.
I understand that. I'm saying, why would there be a Chiv when it's not going to be Chal right away?
What do you mean? I mean, like, let's say I'm Chayv myself with a certain...
Why are you Chayv?
Let's say I'm
Chayv myself. If you only have Das to be Chal later.
I don't know. It sounds like a Taima Mitzvah kind of question. I mean, why would the Torah stipulate it that it's Chal, that the Chiv goes in Mishas Erisin?
Yeah.
Because maybe the Torah stipulates that this is part of the Kinyan. Maybe you only can shabbat yourself to these things at a Kinyan, not just at a Knisa L'Rshuso. Knisa L'Rshuso, put differently, is a de facto recognition of something that happens. It's not a stipulation of the Torah. Right? Torah says, when she's Nichnas L'Rshuso, all the dinim of Kiddushin go into effect. Right? But it's not that Nisuin. We phrase Nisuin as a non-chalos. How could a non-chalos create chiyuvim shirkus vona? Right, so the appeal here is that you say it's not creating them, right? It's simply triggering those things which already exist in mishas erusin. That's the
idea. Only some of the of an erusin because we just wouldn't be able to be chayav.
Correct.
And
right. Chalos ishus, right? Chalos kedushin is what contains all the dine kedushin, dine ishus. They're simply triggered by a kind of knisa l'rshuso. Yeah.
I think I heard somebody say that Rebbe suggested something like this, but is it possible that from Mishas Kiddushin, he actually is Chayev Elamai, we give him a reprieve, we are poter him, Oker Dabar Minat Torah, B'Shev Al Taisa, until Yuzman, so that she's able to prepare properly for the wedding. After Yuzman, those Chiyubi Daraisa manifest themselves. So Pnei Yoshua, when he says like that, he's Ba'onis with Ona. So we can't do Ona, because Rebbe said he's not allowed to. So, but after Yuzman, then the Chiyub already starts to kick in, or something like that. Could you suggest something like that?
Okay, this doesn't seem that way, because like other dinim seem midaraisa that are only... It doesn't seem like it's a dindra abanan of okedar b'tar b'sheva al-taisa, because a lot of dinim daraisa seem to be tali on the nesuin.
And the
rabbanon
are saying... Oh, you mean...
Well,
which dinim are you referring to?
Let's say like afaras nedarim, something
right.
Like that.
No, so they're for sure serving them. I'm telling you, shirk's in particular, let's say like Yeshua.
That midaraisa, it's already there from the chiyuv. The actual the obligation to implement it is there, Mishas. Yeah, it sounds like a big Kiddush, but could be.
Peter Preska seems to think that.
What?
Peter Preska seems to think that.
Why?
From his own, he says that people are right away, the other game zones.
Yeah, they're up. They're up, really. Yeah, it's possible. Okay. So this would also explain, perhaps, the Shita of the Ritva and Daf Samech Dalet. Remember, the Ritva and Daf Samech Dalet wants to say that Kosvin Igeres Mered in the case of Yigiyaz Man V'lo Nises, okay, only if she's Toein Chutro Leido Mar L'Kvura. If she claims that I would need to have a child, so then she has the right to force her husband to be Koneser and your Kosvin Igeres Mered. Okay. But at the same time, you have the question of Avnei Miluim. Right? If there's Nesuin Mamish, so the Chiv Ona itself is sufficient to be Kosei Vigeres Merit. Right? So I think the answer is very simple. That if you talk about a degree of Knisa that's triggered by Yigiyas Manavlo Nises, so all the Chivim are really there, Mishas Erisin. And from the moment of Erisin, the Chivim exist. Okay? She has rights to actualize some of them, already Mishas Yigiyas Manavlo Nises. So if she's telling Chucha Leidomar Likvura, she could be Kosei Vigeres Merit Allah. But the full Knisa, where there's an actual Chiv Ona that must be implemented, maybe that's only Chal Mishas, Mishas Nesuin Mamish, according to the Ritva. Okay? So you could explain why it is that these different Dinam are Chal at different points, and you could explain why you're caught in this middle ground, this no man's land, in a case of Yigiyas Manavlo Nises. So all this assumes that, this way of looking at things assumes that the Chivim are already there, Mishas Erisin. Another way of looking at this, and I think this is harder to substantiate, is that maybe it's not that the Erisin contains all these things and they're just being triggered throughout. Really, all these things are Dine Nesuin. Okay, but once we have certitude that this Nesuin is going to happen, okay, and here you have to assume, for whatever reason, that that's triggered by the Shas HaNesuin, right? Until the Shas HaNesuin comes around, it's really an open question whether he's going to be Kones. But maybe he'll divorce her as Narusa. But once the wedding comes around, right, so then you assume that the wedding is going to happen at any minute. Right, who is this woman? She's not just engaged to him. She's going to be married to him at any second. That's her status. Right, so maybe that's sufficient already to create a kind of knisa l'rshuso, just by virtue of the fact that now we know the nesuin is imminent at any point in time. Right, when she's an arusa, and we know that the erusin is going to happen later, so then we have to hold off actually being meichel dinim of the nesuin. But once the time of the nesuin is already here, so maybe you could already project those chivim a little earlier. I agree, it's a little harder to explain, but maybe that's a possibility. And if that's true, you might also explain the shita of the Beis Shmuel, who suggests that even bizman hazeh, that we don't have erisin kodem l'nesuin, right, just that chasimas hashiduchin is sufficient to determine the time of the wedding. So let's say you get engaged and you stipulate a wedding day, let's say June 17th. So it could be that if that day comes around and you're not machnis, so Yigiyas Manavlo Nises goes into effect. There's no Erisin whatsoever. There's no Erisin to even talk about the Chiyuvin. That's Mary the Beis Shmuel is saying that once you know, once it's already the time of the Nesuin, right, that already pre-starts a lot of the Chiyuvin Nesuin. Because who's this woman? She's the woman who's about to be married at any second. Right, whereas before the time that the wedding date comes around, right, she's only somebody who's an Arusa. That's maybe there's some objective change in status by virtue of the stipulation of the wedding date, Mishas Shiduchim. Now, it's a very important question how strongly we take the Chasimas HaShiduchim, right? So we mentioned in Shir the Gra that maybe it's better to, once you sign the Shiduchim, maybe it's better to get married and get divorced than to break off the Shiduchim. Right? So the Gra clearly thinks that the Shiduchim create a strong Chalos. We saw the Or Zarua earlier in the semester who suggested that if you had Edim, maybe, on the Shiduchim, if you had Edikim on the Shiduchim, you could do away with the Edikim on the Erisim. So a very strong shita, right? You get the chalos edus could be chal already mishas shiduchim, and that'll replace the necessary edus mishas erisin. Or zeruah. There's also another interesting shita we mentioned briefly, that the bracha of shasimcha b'monos seems to be effective already mishas shiduchim. That's a weaker kind of a raya, but this all points to the shiduchim being a real chalos. What might that be? So you know, today we speak about an engagement as an erisin. We call it an engagement. So you might ask whether or not you could have a shame erisin, okay, without an isser eishes ish. There might be a way. Maybe that's what shiduchim is. Shiduchim is a way. Erisin essentially is you're fixing that you're going to get married. That's what erisin is. Usually that comes along with a shame eishes ish. What if it's not a stira to have a parallel chalos, which is kobeah d'zman anesuin, right? It's an engagement that just doesn't come along with an isser eishes ish. That's maybe that would be the chalos hashiduchim, and that's our luyitzir. You have edos mishas shiduchim, so you could do away with the edos mishas erisin. Luyitzir, like the Beis Shmuel, you fix the wedding date already mishas hashiduchim. Right, so Yigiyas Manavlo Nises goes into effect simply by virtue of fixing the date at shiduchim. It's not any less than actually fixing at an erisin. The nafkamina is whether you have a shem eishes ish. But that's not essential to this kind of chalos erisin, which is being affected. I don't know, it's a possibility. It sounds very radical, but suggestion.
Just clarifying, but chiyuvim that are clearly from nisuin, you have to take this approach to explain how they extend to the yes, not to that. Like how faras nedarim is clearly not a field that stems in that area, that's packed in that area.
No, that's the first suggestion. Maybe all these things are really implicitly packed into the. Yeah. All these things are packed into the Erisin that are triggered off by some passage of time or some Knesset. Packed into Nesuin?
Yeah.
How? No, based Isha is a realization.
Correct.
Think about it, right? Assume you always have an Erisin before a Nesuin. So all the obligations are there, Mishas Erisin. Torah says once it's based Isha Nedara, then this din goes into effect. That's the, you might even say Ishtani Liktala, right? It's not something that's magically created by the Nesuin. Right? The Nesuin just triggers it. I think that makes a lot of sense if you take strongly what we were suggesting in the beginning of the year, that Nesuin is not a chalos. And what we mean is not just the nafkamina of Das and Kinyonim and Edim. What we mean that's not a chalos is that it doesn't create any new halachic dinim. It simply puts them into effect. That's a strong interpretation of saying that Nisun is not a chalos.
So it's interesting that for like Yeshua, the reason why he's attracted to saying that it stems from the Erisin is because of the pasuk comparing to Yeh. Okay, so it's interesting how he sees it as being
packed. Pella, somebody's attracted to formulations in the psukim, right?
What?
Pella is attracted to formulations in the psukim.
I thought you read the psukim.
Yeah.
There's no way he should make it. It's not a
Pella.
Pella hears the Torah in Shabbos. So.
If he was a real Talmud Chacham, he probably wouldn't have heard the Torah reading on Shabbos.
So,
going to Kriya Satora at the
meeting. What?
Going to Kriya Satora at the meeting.
Oh, something's on right? So, the whole reason why he's attracted to saying the Erisin is really the trigger of the Sheikh Tzuona is because that's what Tzuona Sa'ad focuses on.
Right.
So then now we're saying.
Well, not especially because the Gemara Paskin's Yid is Erisin also. And that's the advantage.
But the BC Shana Dara you're admitting sounds like Nisuin.
That's what puts it into effect. Right. What?
You're saying that's referring to implementation.
Correct.
This is a little odd that why is Torah focusing on the Mechayev for Sheikh Tzuona and only the implementation for Nedarim?
Okay, so I happen to not think the Torah is focusing on the Mechayev of Sheikh Tzuona in Mishpatim. Right, there the Torah is just telling you of Sheikh Tzuona and also Lo Yigra. Right, that might be Chal Mishas Erisin. That might actually be implemented Mishas Erisin. But that, remember that Lo Yigra assumes an antecedent Mechayiv that you have to support her. Given that you're supposed to support her, don't go beneath what you're obligated to do. Right? So it could be like the Sefer Batim was suggesting a couple weeks ago, that at the time of the Kinyan, the Torah says, look, she's niknet to you, so don't abuse her. Right? We have a tendency to abuse people who are niknet to us. Right? We tend to beat our dogs. But so that's Chal Mishas Erisin. But the actual dinim of Sheikh Tzvaona, the antecedent Mechayiv, is only Mishas Nesuin, maybe. So actually, so what appears in the Parsha Mishpatim may not be relevant at all for Sheikh Tzvaona, as in a side point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me just finish up here so we could all move on. One final point here may be just to highlight exactly what's going on in the no man's land between the Erisin and the Nesuin, right? So you have a Kinyan, you have a Nesuin that's supposed to go into effect, and now you're caught in the crossfire between them. And we have a quasi-Nesuin, there are some dinim that are chal, maybe there's a chi of ona, but there's an ones that he can't implement it. Are you really caught in a tricky situation? So the Ritva has an interesting shita on Daf Samach Dalet, and he says that if the Isha says, on Daf Nun Zayin, that if the Isha says kaneso ptur, right, she could force him to divorce her. And she could force him to either be kones or be pot there. That's very strange, since when does a woman have the right to be kofa on kones or ptur? Right, she can't do that kodem higyazman, but they're an erisin. She can't do that la'achar nesuin, because she's a nesua, right? A woman can't just claim, well, now I want to get divorced. Right? You need a baal to put the divorce into effect. So kodem erisin, kodem nesuin, or kodem higyazman, she can't make this claim. La'achar nesuin, she can't make this claim. All of a sudden, now, after he gives Ma'am Veloniseis, Kodem Nesuin Mamish, she has this magic schus to say Kaneso Ptur. Okay, so maybe what the Ritva is getting at is parallel to something that we suggested in Shir a little bit, we were Maramis too, but it's a recurring theme. We mentioned it when we learned Gittin, that just like you find the mitzvah of Gerushin is when you're in a broken down Ishus, Right? So the mitzvah of Gerushin is when it's already Nasan Ein of Lagarsha. So the kinyan is fully in effect. You have a kinyan erusin, right? But the nesuin has already begun to deteriorate. Like the Gemara says, he's no longer Ochel Peros. Rashbam thinks he's no longer Yoresh Osa. Marshal thinks there's no longer any Avelos for her. So it's the very fact that it's Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, the Gemara says in Isser Bia, right? B'nei Grushas Halev. So a lot, even though there's a kinyan, a lot of the dinim of Nesuin began to be repealed. So in that situation, the Torah says there's a mitzvah lagarish. That's when the chiyuv gerushin is, when you're in an impossible situation where the kinyan's there, but all the dinim are gone. Maybe what we have here in Higiyas Mavel Anises is the parallel at the beginning of the marriage. The kinyan erusin is there, and now you're stuck in this kind of no man's land where you have chiyuvim, you have dinim that go into effect. Right? But that's an inherently untenable situation, just like Naslavein of Lagarsha. So Dafka, when you're caught in this kind of a situation where the dinim are there but not there, you have an Ishas but you don't, so then the Isha has the schus to say Kaneisu Ptur. Just like the Torah says, that's when you have the mitzvah of Gerushin, when all these dinim are contradictory. So perhaps that brings out exactly what's going on here in Higiyas Mavel Anises, how you have this really contradictory situation where the Nesuin is Chal, maybe Chal L'chatzayin, right, but a lot of the dinim haven't yet gone into effect. Okay, so what we saw today is just simply we analyzed the basic question: are we dealing with a chi of knas or a chi of mamon? Gave nafgamina to that. We asked if it's a chi of mamon, is it a kind of hischaivos midas, a halacha and choshen mishpat, or is this already a kind of a chalos nisuin which goes into effect early? Tried to bring some nafgamina to that. We said if it really is a nisuin or a quasi nisuin, how could we even talk about a quasi nisuin? And if it's a quasi-Nesuin, what's Mechil the quasi-Nesuin? Okay, so here we spoke about maybe Nesuin itself is defined as a kind of Knisa L'Shuso. To the extent that you're Nichnas L'Shuso, that's the extent of the dinim that are going to be Chal. It could be that the passage of time itself constitutes a kind of Knisa L'Shuso. And we're not sure whether that's packed in, maybe the Chivim here are packed into the Erisin and are just triggered by the passage of time. Or maybe the passage of time is actually a kind of preemption of the Nesuin that's going to happen, even though these dinim are packed into the Nesuin. Okay, so we gave two different models to look at it. And we spoke about the Shita of the Ritva, where maybe that Higiyas Manav L'Nises is a kind of self-defeating situation where you have a kinyan and you have conflicting dinim that are chal but not chal at the same time. Okay, so we're going to pick up this week with the other cases of Nesuin being chal l'chatzayin, right? Kind of yichud, but yichud is shein roi l'biya. Or you have a heter kedushin, but you also have chayvei krisos, something like Anita. Okay, so we'll pick up with that in the week to come.